I'm Aaron Schachter, and it's The World. Anthrax is believed to be the biological weapon most likely to be used by terrorists against U.S. targets. Anthrax spores are deadly. So it would be a good idea, you'd think, for the Defense Department to practice handling such an attack, but probably not such a good idea to use live, deadly spores. But that's precisely what happened. Now the race is on to locate and lock down the anthrax mailed, yes, mailed, to facilities in 9 states, plus a U.S. base in South Korea. Dan Lamothe is covering the story for The Washington Post. And Dan, how the heck did this happen? How can anyone be so stupid to send live spores through the mail?
So the short version is they didn't realize that the spores were still live. Last week, the discovery was made actually in a lab in Maryland, which is one of the locations that received these spores. Typically, the spores are irradiated to be killed and then sent out for the purpose of developing vaccines, detection, a variety of reasons that you would use anthrax, you know, in a legitimate way.
So do we know how much of the stuff is still out there? You said it was discovered in Maryland. There are, what, 8 other spots or something?
It's unclear how many spots it actually reached at this point. What the Pentagon has said is that there were 9 labs in 9 states that received it. However, those spores also could have been distributed from those locations to additional locations. So I think at this point there's the effort to try and make sure that they have all of it corralled.
Okay. Where did this stuff come from and where was it going and for what purpose?
The spores and the deliveries that originated at Dugway Proving Grounds, which is an Army base out in Utah. It's a base that handles biological weapons all the time. They test with it, they research with it, and hypothetically keep this under lock and key. It was sent to these locations as part of a Defense Department program to develop ways to detect for it better. You know, in the event that there was a possible anthrax scare, you want to be able to test to make sure that you have it all, whether it's live, whether it's dead, those sorts of precautions that they would have to take.
Okay, I was going to ask why they need to send anthrax at all. Why can't it just be some facsimile? But you're saying even inactive anthrax spores can be detected in a particular way. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so there's different ways you would detect for it. In this case, what they do is once they irradiate it, it's dead. It's still considered a serious.
It's still anthrax, threat. Essentially.
Right. I mean, there's still, and they package it in different ways to try and keep it cared for. But that level when it's live versus when it's not, the precautions are much greater when it's live. So in this case, it was hypothetically in some sealed container, but not under the level of care and precaution that it should have been given that it was still live.
Okay. As you say, it was shipped using a commercial delivery service, but authorities say there is no risk to the general public. How do authorities know that?
I guess to a degree we're reading between the lines right now. My assumption would be that they're saying that it's safe because it's in these containers. What's not clear yet is whether or not they have it all back. And the big eye opener late in the evening, kind of overnight, our time on the East Coast, military officials at Osan Air Base out in South Korea, which received a delivery of this, said that up to 22 people may have been exposed. I don't believe anyone has shown any symptoms, but at this point that they would be kind of watched for potential signs of illness, and that's a major concern.
Dan Lamothe of The Washington Post, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.